The World This Week, Politics.
The Democrats fared better than expected in America's midterm elections. The Republicans were on course to capture the House of Representatives, but with just a small majority. It was not clear which party will control the Senate, and may not become so until December when Georgia holds a runoff. Republicans lost several winnable races after nominating extreme and eccentric candidates favoured by Donald Trump. Joe Biden said it was a good day for democracy. In the governor's elections, Brian Kemp, a Republican, beat Stacey Abrams, a Democrat, in Georgia. Ms. Abrams had lost in 2018 too. Then she denied that she had done so. This time she admitted defeat. In New York, Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, held off a late surge by a Republican candidate who accused her of being soft on crime. Democrats also beat back strong challenges in Michigan and Wisconsin. They gained Maryland and Massachusetts, but Arizona and Nevada were too close to call. Ron DeSantis, a Republican, won re-election as governor of Florida by a whopping margin. He is now well-placed to run for the presidency in 2024. Donald Trump warned Mr. DeSanctimonious to stay out of that race, hinting that he might dish up dirt on him if he challenges Mr. Trump for the Republican nomination. Voters in California, Michigan, and Vermont supported changes to their state constitutions to keep abortion legal. A ballot initiative in Kentucky to specify that the state constitution does not include a right to abortion was defeated. However, abortion remains illegal in Kentucky. Voters in Maryland and Missouri voted to legalize marijuana. Similar measures failed in Arkansas and the Dakotas. Rishi Sunak, Britain's Prime Minister, faces a winter of discontent. Tax rises and spending cuts are expected. Adding to the gloom, nurses voted to strike. The walkout will affect around half of the country's hospitals, though emergency care will continue. Sir Gavin Williamson resigned as a minister in the British government after being accused of bullying. Sir Gavin had previously been forced out as Defence Secretary in 2019 after leaking information. As Education Secretary, he introduced a policy to estimate the results of exams pupils did not sit because of COVID-19. It was hugely unpopular and swiftly reversed. He was later sacked from that job too.